Hi, it's Leslie.
And this is Julissa.
And welcome to the Soul Subliminal Podcast, your mindful space for holistic hoism, health, and healing. Thank you all so much for joining us. So excited to be with you all this month. We have a wonderful guest, and of course, we are joined here today by our trusted consigliere, Awa.
Hello.
Awa, we're so glad you're with us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. And then beyond that, we have a very special guest. We're leaning considerably even more on the theme of creativity in introspection and what that means for people, how we can use this time in winter and in this early darkness, if you will, to really tap into what we want to create and what we want to share with the world. And so with us today, we have local artist and community member, Narkita Gold.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes, we've been wanting to talk to you for a while, and we have been so fortunate to be able to be a part of some of your projects. And now the tables have turned.
I love it. I'm always here for this.
Yeah. And like, I'm just OD excited because how long was it, Narkita? It's been like, what, like three, four years? Or something like that. 2000. Okay, this is the timeline. You can tell it's 2020. I don't even know what today is. So 2018. I had the joy of being able to connect with Narkita in a really intentional way during this like 90-day self-care there, and it was just super dope. Because how we worked it was trying to navigate what are some of our biggest dreams and how can we navigate and accomplish those. And a part of the self-care there was a lot of the cool things that Narkita is doing right now. And so it's really dope to be able to see you fly. So tell us all about you flying right now, my friend.
It's been a journey, I can say that. Like, it was really a stepping into the unknown. I had no idea what I was going to find 100 people later, but I mean, I found a lot of good stuff. This community is amazing, and it's just truly special, and I've learned so much about myself through this whole Black in Denver series, and now we're being able to celebrate community in all these spaces, and it's a body of work that I'm really proud of, and behind the scenes, there's been a lot of good stuff, ugly stuff, you know, but I'm here. So, yeah, I'm very proud of it.
Yes, I feel like we are so proud of you too. Like, I feel like Denver is right now on a very large cusp of expression in the Black community, especially with our, like, people of our generation. We are very much coming into our own in a lot of ways and able to, like, spread our wings and share our vision in an expansive way, which is very cool. So can you tell us a little bit about just some of your artistic journey overall and how you got into photography and what other mediums of art you really enjoy and find inspiration from?
Yeah, so my dad gave me a camera when I was about 6 or 7.
Shout out to him.
I know, right? I always give him that credit. I found a camera in his closet. It was a film camera. And I was like, hey, can I have this? And he was just like, sure. So I took it, tore it to pieces, you know, used up all the film. And then he had a Polaroid camera that would print the photos instantly. I don't know if you remember that photo, that kind of camera that would just print instantly. I fell in love with it. I was hooked at that point. And my whole life has been digital cameras, you know, disposable cameras, wherever at. I always had a camera in my hand. And it's funny, cause I didn't even really notice that. It was just a thing that was there, you know? And I even have a photo from my dorm room where I have a bunch of just like fashion ads spread on my wall. So photography has always been in my life. But it wasn't until I got here and didn't have a job and was by myself and was just kind of just thinking about who am I and what am I doing in my life, that I looked at this camera that I had recently purchased and was like, what am I going to do with this? You know, and just started taking pictures just around town, you know, and I didn't know anyone. So I decided that I knew I was going through this thing and I was wondering if it was happening to other people. I also found this beautiful Black community when I thought that there were no Black folks in Denver, you know, like, you know, that same narrative we hear nationally. I think it was through Leslie's class, and I picked up the camera and was like, I guess I'm going to like take some photos of my friends, take some photos of the people that I've met. And that's how I got into portraiture. But I also have always been a writer. So poetry has always been there, and poetry started, came back in Denver. Also, there's something in the water. I heard someone say there absolutely is.
Absolutely.
Because I just started
real quick.
Yes.
We both hit. They're going to be like, you ain't gang. You can't shout our name.
Relax. Relax.
You ain't joined us.
I'm also a dancer. Oh, no, it's okay. I'm also a dancer, and I've been dancing since I was two. So that's always been there. And that came back here in Denver. I lost that while I was back home, and that came back here. So it's just been really tapping into who I am and then expressing that. And that's been through dance, photography, poetry, playing with paint, you know, doing some sewing. So, yeah, it's just been, I've just stepped into my full creative, not even full creative expression, but just like, just some of it as of right now, you know, and it's been, and it's because I've decided to go within, you know, and do that work. So,
yeah. I love that. I love that. And I appreciate the construct around how once we are able to go within, then how we just change our vibration, our frequency, how that then starts to change the people and the things and the opportunities around us, right?
Right.
And right. So can you talk to us a little bit about some of that inward work that you did and how that kind of changed the attraction that you got?
Oh, yeah. So when I was 30, I was on my way to San Diego to spend my day, like my birthday at the beach. And that's when I was first introduced to meditation. It was like at this random Airbnb. This man had like all these like photos of all these like gurus. And I was just like, what is this place? And I just started meditating right on the beach. I was like, well, this is the best time, the best place to start. My 30th birthday, I'm asking myself big questions like, who am I? What does it mean to be me? Like, what's my purpose here? So yeah, I decided to, and I had someone speak something into my life really randomly on the plane. So this event with this woman, this person's house with all the gurus, and asking myself all these big questions, I decided to just go within and just be quiet and be with self. And it was, that's what started my journey, you know? And I remember like maybe, I really stepped into it and was very intentional about going within and asking those questions and doing that really deep self-inquiry work. And I remember when I had a moment where I came up with the name Nakita Gold, and it was just like, and that's also when the question, what does it mean to be Black in Denver, came to me. And that's when I knew I wanted to do something with the camera. So I just kind of started taking pictures of people and was just like, okay, I guess I'm going to do this. Actually, I'm going to take that back. I asked my friend Sheba if I should do it. She said yes. It took me 6 months to do it. Yeah. It took me 6 months to actually take up the courage and actually ask this question, which I knew people weren't going to get. You know, I knew that people were going to be like, what's she talking about being Black in Denver? And I was like, I don't want to do this. I did it anyways. I remember coming to Jaleesa and was like, I had this idea. Can I just ask you this crazy question that's been like inside of me for 6 months? And I asked her, I posted it, and yeah, it's just become a thing. And it's because I went within and because I answered what was given to me, you know, that's another step, is actually like doing it. And we talk about manifesting our dreams. Yeah, we can dream it up, but we have to do the work. You know, we have to take the steps. And that's what I did. I didn't know anyone here. I had no people, you know, so it's just been, you know, connecting and having the courage to listen and hear things that I thought were interesting and possibly helpful to other people, you know, so yeah.
That's beautiful. And yeah. I feel like with most things that are worthwhile, like, they have that incubation period. Like, Awal just graduated. If she knows that up to this point, this has been a dream in the making.
Right. I'm barely here.
Right. And it's interesting. I remember when I posted Jaleesa's photo, the first time I posted Jaleesa's photo, I saw
the whole first person you posted Jaleesa?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gang, gang.
Oh my gosh. I think Jaleesa might be first and I might be dead last.
But that would be intentional at the same time. You know, that would be intentional.
Right.
Because you're also my first yoga teacher. So it would just be full circle, you know?
Full circle. Exactly. That's amazing. That is so funny. Yeah, and I think we're both on the same color background day.
The same what?
Same color background.
Oh, yes. You are. That's intentional also. Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. Okay, Nakita, we see. You are seen.
Okay, so I heard you mention just taking your moment to go very introspectively and tune in. Has there ever been a time where you attempted to create without taking that time of incubation or without taking that moment to turn in? And what did that yield for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've always been creating, and I think that's where I was when I first started exploring photography. Again, it was just, I'm going to take pictures of a duck, or I'm going to take pictures of this really pretty house. You know, it wasn't this thing that was coming from within, you know, it wasn't the source. So I think there's a big difference. There's just I forget what someone said about the Black in Denver project, is that it just has this like very spiritual, connected, intentional kind of just energy about it, you know? And my previous work just didn't have that. It was just pretty pictures, you know, things that I saw with my eye, you know, but it wasn't this, I'm doing this because this is this idea that is coming from within. Yeah. Where I've been introspective.
Yeah, I feel like that makes all the difference.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's where you have to cook on it, right? You know, especially when it's intentional. There's an energy that's associated with spontaneity, right? Or just going with it. Idea, go, beautiful. There's something that's associated with that. But when I think of the longevity around some of these things, there has to be that intentionality. That cook up, that incubation, that inner work. Why are we doing this? What is this impacting? What is the point, right? For it to actively make sense and have the passion behind it. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about how you had mentioned there were some difficulties throughout this. Can you talk a little bit about what the hardships have been for you throughout this process?
Yeah, you know, when you're given an idea and you choose to take it, you don't always know why you're doing it, right? You really are stepping into the unknown. And I had a lot of difficulties because I would often ask myself this question, like, why am I doing this? You know, like, I really have no idea why I'm doing this, but I'm feeling compelled to do that. So the I don't know was when it got really difficult for me and not having the answer. I love clarity. So there was moments of when I didn't have clarity, which would cause me anxiety. And also just like being an artist and sharing my photos and sharing my work a lot, you know.
Your shit.
Right. And it's just, you know, I'm really putting myself out there. So, and it's us. And you know how some folks feel about us, you know? It's just, there are a number of factors. So, yeah, you know, there were lots of just different stages of difficulties. And then just like personal life, you know, matters, they come into play and I have to just take a step back, you know? And then having sometimes I see my work as something more than social media, you know, but when you only see it on social media, it can be just content to some people. And it's like, no, this is way more, you know? So yeah, you know, I'm an HSP. I'm you know, just trying to do something good and making art, you know, being an artist. Yeah. So those are the difficulties, you know.
Got you. And so also I know a lot of times difficulties can be something surmountable, but for others and at different times for all of us, they can actually be a full whole stop for the vision that you have in mind. Right.
Yeah.
And so how do you go about overcoming those blockers and proceeding on, even despite maybe all of the voices in your head or the objections that you may be carrying with you?
You know, I think I've come to the conclusion that it's best just to move through fear, just to keep it just moving with your hand shaking, feeling like you're not good enough, like all of it, just keep pushing through, even though it's
that's the quote, Allah.
Right. Let me put that in the chat.
I just put it in the chat, like, because
that's the quote, Allah. Got it. It's locked in.
That's it. Sorry to mess that up, Narkita, but we just had to point that. That was gold.
Allah, that's the quote. We always have to pick a quote from the sesh, and that, I think, is the one. We've had some new gems, but that one was hitting at 9:33 a.m. Mountain Time. Move through the fear, honey.
Yeah, you factual. Absolutely have to, because fear, it freezes you, you know? It really does, and yeah, I've been there. I still go through it. It's just something that we have to just go through, you know? It's a part of life, right? It's just, yeah. And it's small things and big things, you know? But yeah, move through the fear, trembling with all the doubt, just get through it. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us. Yes, ma'am. Okay. So you had your 30th birthday revelation, but at one point Narkita was 20. At one point Narkita was 18. What would your message be to your younger self, to your younger artist, and to potentially anyone else who is inspired by the work that you've shared?
To be your weird ass self.
Yes. A little something strange, not for some change, but because you're being
authentic. It could be for change.
Yeah.
It could be for change too.
I ain't mad at it. I support sex work.
Yeah. Be yourself, and you are more than enough. You know, that's another one. So I've done a lot of work around those two things. You know, and having self-compassion. You know, like, yeah, love yourself. Yeah, all those three things. Yeah.
Amazing. And I feel like the first time we've met and our consistent tie has always been yoga. And you are a very avid and consistent student. I must say, definitely one of the more consistent people I've seen over time. And so how does that play into your ability to be introspective and create in space?
Yeah, so meditation is yoga. Yoga is meditation and movement, right? And when I knew that yoga was for me when I was 26, working 60 hours a week at a PR firm, you know, and it got me through so much. But when it comes to my art, I just really am able to just tap in, like, just the way that I feel after yoga and, like, just the connection that I feel. It just, as an artist, it's just exactly what I need. And it's helped me really tap into my creative spirit. I've even gone to a few, like, yoga retreats where we've had, like, art classes, and that's just like the one thing that I gravitate to because that's who I am. You know, that's just my authentic self coming out, and I think that's what yoga does for me. So I think I answered that question.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. I just think it is such an admiration to be able to not only experience you as an individual, but to see the work, right? The inner work, to see the outer work, mm-hmm. and to see how that has played out in the community in such a phenomenal way. So I'm interested, how are you feeling with this this local fame you got, my friends? How's your Ooh. Energy feeling?
Yeah, you know, I'm an introvert, so I definitely, like, it can be a lot sometimes, you know, it can be a lot in general. So I just feel like there are a lot of eyes, and that is what is, you know, it causes me some anxiety, my introverted self. But I also think it's important, you know, and I love this community. I love what the collective has created, you know, I love helping people not feel so alone. I guess that's hearing that is really beautiful, even though, like, we're here, you know, it's just, you know, I'm showing this also for a reason that, you know, we are here and that there is a beautiful community here. It just takes some intentional work to find it. Right. I'm just really grateful that people showed up and have supported me throughout this process. And I'm just really proud of what has come of it and where it's going and what it will be when it's done.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so rounding out the conversation, we really just like to give people an opportunity to share three words that they would like to express about themselves, three words that are descriptive of you, three words that are descriptive of what you're looking forward to in time and space. So I'll give you a moment to consider.
Yeah, so one thing that came up in my series are these three themes, and I think they all are interconnected, and it's something that I've just been thinking a lot about and I want other people to start thinking about, and it's authenticity, love, and Black liberation.
Ooh.
I think all of those three things connect. And I think that we need to start thinking about how those connect and why.
Run that back. I heard Black liberation. Yeah. And that's one I was like, yes!
Right? Love, authenticity, and Black liberation.
Yes. Yeah. Those are mm-hmm. Props three of my fave. So what is up next for you?
Okay, so right now, we've got Arvada Center is running through January 10th because of COVID. It's kind of pushed some things around. Boulder Museum of Contemporary Art. I will have a room there. It's called From This Day Forward, kind of looking at COVID and the unrest and everything that's been happening in 2020 and how we're going to move forward. So I'll be in that show. MCA Denver, they have asked me to show the entire series. So I am, in the process of submitting all the work to MCA Denver. And then History Colorado. And that'll be 4 years.
That is dope. I'm sorry. One more question, though. What is the process of submitting to places like these?
So they actually come to me.
That's what I was about to say. They come to you, don't they?
Yeah, they come to me. I was approached by all the places. Yeah. And
whoop, whoop, bam, bam.
Yeah, and one of my goal was to get our faces all over the place, and it's happening. So
it's happening. My
That's friend. Amazing.
Yeah, and History Colorado will be all Black women. So, and Aww. It's just large portraits of us Black women. You know, yeah.
That's amazing.
Because we are important. I'm sorry. What
I said? We're so proud of you.
Thank you so much. It's been a labor of love. Like, it's been so much this love. It really has been. And I want people to know that. It's just, this is from the heart. I don't have any agenda. I just want to talk to people and listen and find some of the stories here because it's a beautiful community of people, you know.
Yeah. We appreciate you, Nikita. You are vibrating, and it is shown you are glowing, and we thank you for sharing time and space with us. Because ain't nobody really doing it like you right now, and we need you. I feel like I'm always singing on some shit. And we need you. I'm gonna try, child. Don't even worry about it. All right, so with that, I love y'all. Y'all take care of yourself. Y'all drink water. Y'all wash your hands. Y'all wear a mask when y'all in each other's faces.
Right. Sad. A while. Tell the people.
Don't be gross, because then you spread COVID.
Tell them.
Awa is a medical professional.
It is rough in the streets.
And before we go, Nikita, where can people find you on socials?
So you can find me at Nikita Gold on Instagram and at Black in Denver on Instagram. And then from there, just follow the rabbit hole. Yeah,
follow the journey, honey.
Follow the journey. All right, y'all. This was beautiful. We appreciate you. We love you and forever supporting you. And with that, y'all, take care. Be well. Namaste, fam. We love y'all forever, ever, and ever.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, peace.
Peace.